of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's so great to be back.
Yeah, and there's Sue at the helm. Hello, good morning, Susie.
Good morning and welcome back, Linda.
Well, thank you. It's really great to be in the helm, and I know you always do the weather, but I'm going to grab it from you today. How's that?
That sounds great.
I love it. Okay, listen, today it's going to be about 90 degrees and sunny with our overnight lows of 64. Tomorrow's hot with a 98. Mostly clear tomorrow night, Thursday night, lows of 66. Let's do a quick through the weekend. Friday, hot with 102. Saturday, another 102. And Sunday, 103. As we progress to Monday, 105, 104. So I say it's time to get out. If you've got any last-minute weeding or anything you need to do in the backyard, it's time to get out in the morning and do that while you're listening, of course, to our morning program. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, and we love the fact they are veteran-owned local company. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Thank you.
And we are in a red flag warning still because of the winds through Thursday. So beware out there. If you are going to be mowing grass or something early in the morning, watch out for sparks, because if they get away from you, we could have a problem. The news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, 7:07 in the morning. And guess who we have here?
Well, we have Robert, and we are going to be talking about movies and what's happening. But before we did that, I wanted to talk a little bit about some things that have happened in history that I think are so very important. And I love doing
that
this
happened
years
today
ago.
In history.
Absolutely, this day in history. 135 years ago today, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York, packed in 241 crates as a gift from France. The steel skeleton and copper skin was assembled in Bedloe's Island, later called Liberty Island, and placed on a pedestal to be aligned so that it would face southeast, greeting ships entering the harbor from the Atlantic Ocean. With the abolition of slavery and the Union's victory in the Civil War in 1865, the prominent French anti-slavery law professor Edouard Laboulaye wanted to honor America's achievements and also inspire his own country to call for democracy and end the repressive French monarchy of the Napoleons, which they did 4 years later. Also on this day, this is interesting, remember the Taj Mahal? Well, that was after a noble woman died during childbirth, and her husband was so distraught that, of course, he built her 20 years, making her tomb the Taj Mahal. That was in 1631. Hawaii's king, this is going to be a name, Kamehameha III, issued being able to give the Roman Catholics the freedom to worship in the Hawaiian Islands in 1838. Also on this day, Amelia Earhart embarked on the first transatlantic flight by a woman in 1928. And we go on to some of my favorite artists. Don McLean had his first UK number one single with Vincent. And also one of my favorites that I remember listening to over and over and over again. In fact, yesterday I was listening to Carole King, and her album Tapestry reached number one on the Billboard album chart and stayed there for 15 weeks. So we have so many more. But let's get to Robert. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's hear about, why don't you chime in here and just tell us what's been going on with you. COVID's happened. Movies are still, theaters are closed. What are you doing in order to, you know, you can only stream so much. And so what are you watching? What are you here to talk about today?
Well, I'm usually spending any break time that I have watching a lot of movies, but recently I have started to get a bit more into television.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been binging a lot of television shows. I think it was last week or the week before I finished quite a couple of shows. I finished Breaking Bad,
okay,
which was incredible.
All right.
I finished Twin Peaks, which was also really, really strong.
Okay, that's something we haven't watched, really. So again, I'm writing this down because I know that was so popular at a period of time.
Yeah.
That was the show.
Right. And the first two seasons are on Netflix. And the third season, which was very recent, it came out in 2017, is only available on Showtime. So you have to go through another, you know, hoop to get to that one. But it's definitely worth it. I finished The Morning Show, which was the new show with Steve Carell and Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston that was about the sexual assault scandal that went on at a morning-type show called The Morning Show. And
is that a series?
It's a series,
okay.
Yeah. It's 10 episodes. It's on Apple TV Plus, which is like Apple TV Plus is a new streaming service led by Apple with all original content on it. And they
kind of like Hulu.
Right.
Yes.
Only you know how Hulu has like a lot of material from the past or from different movies in the past or different TV shows. Apple TV Plus does not have any of that. It's all new stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they actually recently acquired the rights to a new Tom Hanks movie called Greyhound that is based on World War II that's coming out on the streaming service on July 10th. But what also happened last week was that there were three new releases that came out on Friday. And that was pretty rare because we haven't seen a whole lot of new releases.
Right.
So the three new releases, I've watched all of them, and I can give recommendations based off of them. The Spike Lee movie that just came out on Netflix called The Five Bloods.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That one was one of the new releases that came out last Friday, and that one was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, Spike Lee is a very strong filmmaker,
yes.
And he has a very distinctive style,
yes.
And The Five Bloods does not stray. It has a very distinctive style as well.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with it is that it is a little scatterbrained. There are four credited writers on it, and you can kind of tell. The movie is like 2 hours and 40 minutes, so it's pretty long. And it doesn't necessarily always stay on one track. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it kind of feels like it's scatterbrained and it's trying to do a lot of different things. But ultimately, it's a really powerful movie. And the way it tells its story is memorable and very well done, and I would recommend checking it out on Netflix. The other one that I would recommend, it came out for $20 to rent on streaming services like Amazon Prime or iTunes. And even though it is $20 to rent, I still would highly recommend
watching
it.
That's what it would cost if you went to the theater.
Right.
Right.
So it's a similar cost. It's called The King of Staten Island.
Okay, what's the premise?
So it's an autobiographical movie following Pete Davidson, who is a comedian who kind of turned dramatic for this movie. And it's about a younger guy who is kind of aimless in life. And his father was killed when he was very young because his father was a firefighter. And he was like a hero, and he went into a room to save somebody, and the roof came down on him. So since then, the lead character has been struggling with kind of a direction in life, and it follows him around the time that his sister goes off to college and his mom starts dating a new guy, and it was really, really well done. It's Judd Apatow was the one who directed it, and he's known typically for doing a lot of comedies, but this one, while it is funny, it took a much more dramatic route in telling its story. It's a very serious, very somber type story about a guy who lost his father really early on, and you can see all the ways that that has affected him into his life. And even though it's very somber, it's not super depressing. Like, there's a lot of really solid, strong humor in it. And overall, it's one that I would recommend. If it was in theaters, I would be telling you to go check it out. And even though $20 is a bit, you know, scary or intimidating, I think it's definitely still worth watching because it will last with you.
All right, we're going to have to take a break, and here's the good news. We're going to get to your third high-rated movie again to watch. And what we're going to do at this break is we're going to give away $20 in Black Bear Diner Bucks if you can tell us what Robert's last name is. And if you can tell us the website that we talk about every time he comes on to go to in order to read about his film critiques. So if you can do that, we're going to give you $20 with the Black Bear Diner bucks, and we'll be back to hear more about Robert's take on some of the newest movie releases.
Okay, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm trying to get in this week, but they're very busy, but I will call them because they only take appointments, but they've only been doing that for over a year, well before COVID, at 244-9478. You are thoroughly safe in there. They change their drapes for themselves, their aprons, and for the customers every time. It's 10 minutes between customers, so they can sanitize the chair, all their equipment and everything. Plus the fact you get just a slam-bang haircut. The greatest haircuts in the world. Yes, I'm going to send... In fact, Robert has been in there when he was in the stage play, A Few Good Men. Is that correct? Got yourself a medium, high, and tight. I was holding out for the mohawk, but Robert refused. Okay, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local? It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do. It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home. Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982, we're all in it together.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Good morning, everybody. It's 17th of June, 7:19 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil has been in the business in Reading since 1967. They've expanded where they deliver gas, oil, kerosene, jet fuel, all of it throughout the western United States. And now, during the COVID crisis, they were still delivering, still making sure people had gas and kerosene and oil and fuel. And now with the fire season starting, they're back on the front lines with our firefighters, making sure that they have all of the fuel they need to successfully fight fires with airplanes, helicopters, and, of course, on the ground with the crews. All of this at SST Oil. Call today for more information. If you were looking for a job, and they're always hiring down there, they're always looking for good people. It's an employee-owned company. The people that run it have come up through the ranks of SST Oil at 2370 Wyndham Lane, remembering their past and looking into the future. That's what SST Oil does. Okay.
Hey, do you have listened to, I love that song, Funky Town, by the way. You know, when you think about songs that make you go, ooh, I'm going on the floor and I'm dancing. So that's one of them. So I just wondered, Carl, if, you know, Sue picks out these great songs that just, you know, like segue right into the show that makes me want to just dance.
I usually go out there so I can, you know, something like The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Okay.
So I can really get into it.
All right.
Then
so she's going to have to come up.
I can do the worm across the floor.
All right.
I've got to find that.
Can you do the worm? Can you do the worm?
I thought everybody could. Oh, yeah.
I've never seen in the years that we've been married.
Look, you just need tracers running over your head from a machine gun a couple hundred yards away. You'd be surprised how you can worm. You can worms, you can snake, you can crawl into your helmet.
All right. Well, listen, Karen, you are the winner of those $20 gift certificates. They're $5 increments each, but we're giving away, of course, four. And you must have had the answer because Sue took the call. And she must have known. Did she know the website or did she know the name?
She knew both.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
Exactly where to go and what she had to do. And I'm impressed.
I'm impressed.
That's a loyal listener right there. So, yes, we are here
with Robert Burke.
And you've got number three now. You were talking about the first two, the top three things, movies that you've streamed in the last week.
Right. So the third one, unfortunately, is not a recommendation.
Oh.
It is actually one to warn you against.
Thumbs down.
Right. This one came out last Friday on Disney Plus. It was originally supposed to come out in theaters on May 29th, but it was pushed onto Disney Plus because, you know, with the whole COVID situation going on, they didn't want to remarket the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Artemis Fowl, and it's a Disney movie, and it's based on a series of kids' books. And it's directed by Kenneth Branagh, who's pretty well acclaimed.
Yes.
And it has Colin Farrell and Judi Dench. And it had really everything going for it. It had a budget of $150 million, which means Disney lost a lot of money on this one. So it had a lot of things going for it, but it was an absolute disaster.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a terrible one to watch. They're advertising it a lot because Disney Plus, when they opened, they didn't have a whole lot of new content. So to have a big tentpole movie like this go straight to the streaming service was kind of a big deal. But it's a really poorly done movie.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Do you have, let's just talk about when you have a top 10 that's your favorite go back to see over and over again. Do you have one particular movie that if you're sick or you're laying down or you just need to rest or you need whatever that means to you, that you go to?
Usually not. Usually whenever I'm in a situation like that, I try to watch something new. I try not to rewatch too many things. But I do have a couple movies that are like comfort movies that I watch whenever I just want to relax. One of them is The Big Sick, which is on Amazon Prime. Have you heard of it?
Tell me about it.
It's it came out in 2017, and it was written by Kumail Nanjiani, who is a comedian. And it's kind of autobiographical.
I'd like to see it again. Okay.
It's about him falling in love with who is his now wife and the situation that they go under with her illness at the beginning of the movie, which was, it's a comfort movie for me because it's very funny, but it's also very dramatic, and it's super quick. Like, when you start it, it feels like it's over in 10 minutes.
Okay.
So that's always one that I go to. Another one is a movie that, if you ask me on a certain day, I might call it my favorite movie of all time. It just depends. It's called Moonlight, and that one is on Netflix.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet, but that was up for Academy Award.
Right, it won Best Picture at the Academy
Awards.
And
why is it that, what is it about that movie that speaks to you?
It's really hard to say or condense into a minute or two, but the messages in it about toxic masculinity, or its messages about just feeling kind of down, it's kind of hard to explain. It's a movie that you really need to see, but stylistically, it's really cool the way that it's done. It's it's hard to put words on it, but it's emotional, and it's not necessarily taxing because it's a very, like, rewarding emotion that you get from it, but you have to follow the story of this man and what he has to go through because he is gay and because he is black, and how the two things just completely weigh down on him at all times. But it's not always focused on that either. It's not a movie that is asking for a lot of sympathy. It's a movie that's just showing a situation and how it is, and how it's really just like kind of like a slice of life type movie. And
I like that.
Yeah, it's really well done. Stylistically, it's just so cool, and it's one that I can recommend to a lot of people.
Well, I really like that because the fact is that we're in a, you know, we were talking about this yesterday about how our planet is kind of in this turning of an axis on not only with the COVID worldwide, societal riots, and we're all questioning life and how we look through our personal lens at situations. And sometimes it's not comfortable. And so I think it's important to be able to maybe look at things that are uncomfortable, maybe to educate us. Like, oh, well, that's maybe through the eyes of somebody else. I don't exactly agree with it. However, it's interesting to broaden my perspective to see that's how they think or someone else can look at something. So that's the beauty of what movies and the cinematic world can do for us. Right, Robert?
Right. Yeah, that's the reason that I love movies. And I think Moonlight is a great example of that on Netflix.
Well, I'm going to put that on my watch list as well as I've seen The Big Stick, but I want to see it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, closing thoughts. We've got just a few minutes left.
Right. So if I were to recommend another one, on Amazon Prime, it came out in June, I believe, like June 1st. It's called Knives Out.
Yeah.
This was a movie. It was directed by Rian Johnson, who directed an indie movie called Brick, and then he went on to direct a Star Wars movie. And a lot of people love him. A lot of people think that he's one of the...
What's his name again?
Rian Johnson. Yeah, he directed an episode of Breaking Bad that is considered the best episode of Breaking
Bad.
Really? Yeah. He's a really, really strong director. And Knives Out has a crazy cast of people.
I love it.
It's Chris Evans and
Daniel Craig
and Michael Shannon and Toni Collette. And, yeah.
And what's the gal who was in Halloween?
What's her name?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
And newcomer Ana de Armas is in this as well, and she somehow shines among a cast of 12 or 15 other very experienced actors. It's a really entertaining movie. Like I said about The Big Sick, when you press play and then when you find out that it's over, it feels like 10 or 15 minutes has passed.
So that sounds really good. I think that's a popcorn. Make your popcorn at home and kick back and watch those feel-good movies, Knives Out and
The Big Sick.
The Big Sick.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. And we need that right now. So Moonlight would be like probably educational.
Right.
Right now. Right now we need some more of that. Okay. Well, thank you so much. You've really enlightened our world here this morning with your knowledge. We appreciate it. We love you coming. As you know, you're going to be a senior next year, and you've been home a lot. You haven't probably been traveling a lot. So being a 17, are you 17 now?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so being a 17-year-old boy or young man, We have 1 minute left. What's it meant for you during this time?
This time has meant kind of putting my life on hold like everybody else, but there's like a certain good thing that can come out of that, having to put your life on pause and just kind of look around and take in the moment a little bit more. And it's not great for a lot of reasons, but I think it's been kind of nice to, you know, while my life is going at a million miles per hour as I'm going through high school, to have to take a break and like look at the house I live in and the parents I live with and everything like that. That's one good thing.
The blessing. So we love that. That's the truth. So thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Thanks for being with us this morning here on the 17th. This is Wednesday. Again, we're going to have a day that's going to be sunny and hot with our high of 90 and overnight lows of 64. This is Carla Linda Bott, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. Because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a
pathology." The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We're demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property, so you disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, reconnect it, and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the low charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals, breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and house-baked biscuit, and fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery.
Bear Diner.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-70 or go online at shastacollege.edu/.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
Hear us streaming 24 KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KFI Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.60 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:34 here on the 17th of June. 605-4567 is our phone number, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us a segment of the show. It's the only area hospital with the Da Vinci surgical surgical system there, where the doctors can use an advanced set of instruments, 3D technology. What's this mean to the patient? Less intrusive, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Former inpatient, these are now outpatient surgeries. And only Shasta Regional has this system. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. On the phones, we have Sam Paredes, who is the director of the Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Carl. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So, you're down in Sacramento, right?
Well, in Folsom is our office.
Yeah.
But, and they don't let us go to the Capitol because we're lobbyists, so they don't let us in the building right now.
Oh, really? Okay. So then you've got time then to go see which statue they're going to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. It's gone. It'll be legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know,
unreal.
What? It may be time to go around and look at all the statues in Sacramento. Maybe the last time you see them.
Yeah. Yeah. It this is craziness going around the country because of just irrational, illogical, ignorant beliefs of people out there that they can take it on a statue that depicts a moment or a person of real history. And somehow they're offended by it, they agree with what happened during the history, but nevertheless, it is a history. It helps us to remember both the good and the bad.
Yep.
And, and people, I wish they'd be offended when they woke up in the morning and looked into the mirror, and knocked themselves off of their little high horse. But it is frustrating, Carl.
Well, and something else that is frustrating is the recent decisions of the Supreme Court of the United States. Or am I wrong?
Yes.
Can you tell us what?
No, you're up.
Can you tell us about them, please?
You're absolutely correct. We are immensely disappointed that the court decided not to hear any of the 10 Second Amendment related cases that were before them. The Supreme Court is probably the most mysterious and secretive organization in the entire country, bar none, including all of the black ops at CIA, the SED folks or Navy. They are very, very mysterious about the way they do things. And the only thing that we can derive from this, based on the words and the writings of multiple judges, is that at least four judges are protecting us from having a case go up that will not go our way. This is why it's so important to have President Trump reelected, so that he can replace one of two or three judges that will probably be leaving in the next 4 years, so that we have a rock solid majority of constitution believing judges who will be bold enough to take the cases necessary to interpret the law and give us rulings. But Justice Thomas wrote a dissent along with Justice Gorsuch, who just blistered the court and blistered the lower courts, warning them exactly what we've been talking about. You guys, and I'm putting it in my words, Justice Thomas was much more eloquent. He said, you guys have been giving us the middle finger on how to rule on Second Amendment cases since Heller and McDonald. You have been ignoring everything that we have directed you to do, and in fact gone exactly the opposite and used the kind of logic and rulemaking that the losing side talked about. And that needs to be corrected, and they're going to have to address it in an upcoming case. He went on to talk about the historical nature of the Second Amendment, which was brilliant. But don't lose hope. We have three cases coming out of the Ninth Circuit Court that are going to make it to the Supreme Court. Duncan versus Becerra, which is the magazines law, large capacity magazines law that gave us Freedom Week. We have Young versus Hawaii, which is concealed carry and open carry. And then we have Rhodey versus Becerra, which is the ammunition law. We've got multiple lawsuits throughout the country on bump stocks and other issues that are going to be making it back to the court very soon. As a matter of fact, some of them are there and are waiting a file to be opened or for them to be put on docket, is what the technical term is called. So we still have cases that are in the pipeline. We hope and believe that some of the judges are protecting the Constitution by saying we don't want to hear a case until we know we're going to have five votes, at least five votes. And the fact that the New York case was mooted earlier, mm-hmm. Probably gave some of the judges some room to think and to pause and to say, hey, listen, we may not have as strong a majority as we thought we had, on the Second Amendment and the Constitution, and we better be careful. So that's what we could surmise. That's the situation. But we have not stopped working. We've got multiple cases that are still on their way up there, and we'll be there soon. So that's where we are.
Well, let's hope that that's what it's about, that that we can we're not getting chipped away. I was totally surprised. Yeah. I kind of thought that after we had two new conservative justices in there, that they, you know, they would rule on the Second Amendment, just, you know, mm-hmm. based on this, you know, on history. And it looks like they're having questions about it. But maybe it needs one, you know, big case that can come up, and then, you know, that they can rule on. I don't understand,
right.
if lower courts are just going the opposite way, why aren't they just overturning them and say, look at Heller, look at the Heller case. Why can't they just do that?
I think it's because they view this issue as so important that they cannot take a chance. And we're talking about Chief Justice Roberts, because the other four judges, including this week and when they overturned New York, they were solid defenders of the Second Amendment, even though three of them didn't vote to moot New York, or voted to moot New York. Only two of them did not, but the others were solid in their defense. So we have four votes that will accept the case. There's no question about it. The fact that they didn't accept one of these 10 cases tells us that they are not so sure about that fifth vote, that being Roberts. So that's incredibly important. You know, when they close the rooms to those chambers and they start talking, only they know what they talk about. Only they know how each other feels, and they indicate to each other which way they might be going. So, again, it's a mystery. But we know we've got solid judges. We need one more to make it absolutely bulletproof, so to speak. So that's where we are. That's why the re-election of President Trump is incredibly important.
There's one reason that I want President Trump to be re-elected, only one, and that he has come through on his selection of justices and judges in the courts.
This
is so
important thing.
That's it.
And you're right.
You know what? And if he says things that people don't like, you know, I cringe, you cringe, we all cringe now and then. But still, he did what he said he was going to do as far as the courts go. Hey, Sam, we're going to take a quick break. Can we come back? Can we talk about some of the they just haven't stopped in California, have they? About what's what's going on down there. We're Sam Paredes, director of the Gun Owners of California, and we first started out talking about go down if you want to see statues, certain statues in Sacramento, you might want to run around and take a look at them now. They're quickly disappearing. And second, the SCOTUS decision not to look at a bunch of cases, hoping that they were waiting for like a big one to come up and just nail it. But we'll see. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Her financial side can take care of your financial questions to make sure that your investments are in good hands, that you're in the right investments. As you know, this COVID-19 has just been a roller coaster when it comes to the stock market, yet Judy seems to have her arms around everything that's happening there. Maxwell Insurance and Financial has been helping people since 1993. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You can give her a call at 221-0441 and ask her about the health insurance. And what about medical insurance? Are you going to be caught in that? Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 7:45 in the morning here on the 17th, and it is about 64 degrees, going up to a 91 today. We'll be right back.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom
and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Our elderly, they're not just people that are older. They're grandmothers that share their secret recipes. The grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26th, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I like guns, I like the way they look. I like the shiny steel and the polished wood.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:50 in the morning, and what's the weather look like today?
And this morning, our temperatures are going to get to about 90 degrees today with our overnight lows of 64. Look for a hot weekend tomorrow, 96. Friday, 102, Saturday 102, and Sunday 103. As we progress to Monday, it looks like it's 105 and 104 here in the Reading and the North State area. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. That's what we're looking for. Get out your sunblock, buddy.
There you go. And on the phone is Sam Paredes, Director of the Gun Owners of California. We talked about the Supreme Court decisions. And, Sam, we have a question in our chat room. Can we bring ammo purchased in from other states?
We cannot. You have to have ammunition delivered to a licensed California ammunition vendor, and then you can pick it up from them after you go through your background check. You cannot bring in ammunition from another state unless you are not a resident of the state of California. Then you can bring in all the ammunition you want. You can shoot it and you can go away. And if you have a family member here in the state of California, you can leave your ammunition with them. But other than that, we cannot go to Shields or Cabela's in Reno or Sportsman's Warehouse and come back with ammunition. You will be violating the law. And they do have agents at those locations looking for people who buy, large capacity magazines and ammunition and guns and then drive back into the state of California. So I don't recommend that you give that a try.
Okay.
You can't mail order it. You can only buy it from a local ammo vendor.
Can you get it as a gift?
No,
I'm not going to ask that. Okay, I'm not even going to ask
You actually can. It can come across the border as a gift, but somebody can give up to 500 rounds of ammunition as a gift. Basically one time, and once you reach 500 rounds, then you have to become a dealer in order to continue to gift ammunition.
Okay, so then my kids down in New Mexico, I have, son and daughter and two grandkids. Mm-hmm. Could they all gift me 500 rounds of ammunition?
They can't ship it to you, but they can bring it to you.
Yeah.
And leave it with you. That would be fine because that is a direct family gift. Business of it. Yeah, you can do that. That's the only way you can do it.
Well, I'll tell them to do that because it's hard to find that many rounds of belted ammunition for my. Just kidding. Okay. Hey, I'm sorry, Sam starts crying about this time every show. Some of the questions I ask him. Hey, Sam, what's going on in Sacramento? What are the latest? What's the latest from our friends in Sacramento?
Well, first of all, you can imagine what kind of a, and it's hard to characterize it in much in any other terms, but a show, a poop show going on down there. Because first of all, they don't allow those of us who represent, people who the lobbyists basically who represent people who support the Second Amendment. They don't allow us into the building, so we have to call in on hearings. And hopefully the technology is such that as you call in and you queue yourself up, that they see that you called in and they give you an opportunity to testify for or against a bill. On several occasions over the last week and a half, I was invisible. I was in, I queued up, and they stopped the committee and they stopped taking testimony before I had an opportunity to voice my position. And I know that's true for some of the other organizations. But you know what? We still write in and we give them our positions. But here are the most egregious bills that are out there right now. In the Senate, we've got a couple. And there are more, no question about it. There are a bunch of gun violence restraining order bills that add who can request one, like district attorneys and stuff like that. So those are all bad. But these are the most egregious. SB 914 by Senator Portantino. This bill is a super complex bill that defines when a hunting license is valid, and valid to the point where an 18-year-old can use that valid hunting license to buy a firearm. Very complicated. It makes it more difficult and complicated for firearms to be loaned to minors. But the most important thing is that it gives the Department of Justice the authority to raise fees for ammunition and precursor parts. So remember that $1 a fee that you pay to when you buy your ammunition. This gives them the ability to raise it to, I mean, really the sky's the limit. And precursor parts, you know, that bill that says you can't buy parts that you can build into a gun, that you have to buy them through a licensed precursor part dealer in the state of California. Well, it's going to give them the ability to charge fees on that, and that makes this bill a terrible bill. You know, it's likely that it's going to be $18, $19, $20 per purchase of ammunition or precursor parts will be the fees to do that. So that's a really bad bill. And then Senate Bill 1175 by Senator Stern, this thing is just tragic. And I know the Second Amendment isn't about hunting, but this bill bans the possession and importation of certain African animal trophies, even if they were taken legally. So the iconic African animals, if you have trophies
that you got decades ago,
they're gone.
They're gone.
Make them illegal.
That's right. You know, something that your maybe your father had hunted, and so he had a head of kudu, and it was, you know, you have it in your house. You've got to get rid of that. Is that right?
Yeah. It will be illegal to possess it and illegal to import it. So during the hearing, our side had one of the ministers of hunting from the country of Zimbabwe, that was Tanzania, I think it is.
Yeah.
Who came in and testified and said, this bill is so bad. Hunting is so important. Of all of the species, and every species that they talk about in this bill are thriving in Africa and are not endangered thanks to hunting and the money that they raise through hunting fees. And there are whole villages that survive because hunters go there and they kill an elephant. Do you know how long an elephant will feed a village of you know, 100 people? For weeks. For weeks,
the elephants. People don't realize. People don't realize the elephant is not left there. Right, the elephant's just not left on the ground. Hey Sam, I have a question. Yeah, and that one right there is to take trophies that you've had for years and make you a, you know, fine you if you have it in your house. Now, here's the question: can we use those high capacity magazines that we legally purchased in that window opened by the judge?
Yeah, and. The answer is yes in most cases. First, if you bought AR-15 high-cap magazines, you cannot use them in a California-compliant gun because then you are manufacturing an assault weapon. You can use it in a featureless gun and without a problem. And in all of your handguns, totally legal. So that we heard this news story that somebody was arrested for having some high cap magazines for their handgun. That's going to be thrown out of court so fast because clearly Justice Benitez said that all of the magazines that are purchased before the stay on his law goes into effect are legal in the state of California, and basically it legalized every large capacity magazine that was in possession in the state of California. It's now illegal to import one, or to manufacture one, or to transfer one, but all of the magazines that came into the state are legal, and they are legal to use.
That's
unless
right.
You are putting one into a California-compliant gun, because then you're manufacturing an assault weapon. Then that's a pretty technical term. If anybody has any issues, give us a call at Gun Owners, and we'll talk about their specific situation.
Yeah.
But if you have a featureless gun, you're good to go.
Okay, we've got to run here, but Sam Paredes, how do people get a hold of you, Sam?
GunOwnersCA.com, GunOwnersCA.com, or give us a call at 916-984-1400. We need everybody's help and participation in what we do because of COVID. We haven't been able to have fundraising events to raise the resources we need to stay in court, to fight the elections, and to be in court at the legislature. So we need people to join Gun Owners of California right now more than ever. Carl,
thanks
a
lot. Okay, Sam.
Appreciate your ability to be with you. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. Hey, Sheriff McGreeny will be with us as soon as we get back.
Reform bill unveiled a short time ago by Senate Republicans, including South Carolina's Tim Scott. He's the Senate's only black Republican.
The George Floyd incident certainly accelerated this conversation. And we find ourselves at a place with a package that I think speaks to the families that I spoke with yesterday who lost loved ones. We hear you.
South Carolina's Lindsey Graham saying it's time to end the partisan finger-pointing. He's extending an olive branch to Democrats, who he says have been very busy trying to pin the blame on President Trump and Republicans.
I'd like to work with you, but we're not going to get there if we keep playing this game that we're exclusively to blame here.
Democrats have crafted their own police reform bill, that one called the Justice in Policing Act. The Trump administration is suing to halt the pending release of a book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton, arguing the book includes classified information.
The Justice Department is requesting a federal court order delay its publication to allow National Security to complete its review process in a manner acceptable to the government. Bolton's attorney says the White House classification specialist has had the book manuscript since December. The Justice Department is also asking the court to grant it the rights to all proceeds that Bolton earns from the publication of the book.
That's correspondent George Bonzani. Home building got back on track last month. It rose 4.3% following a dismal showing in March and April. On Wall Street right now, stocks have turned mixed again. The Dow is down about 6 points, while the S&P 500 index is up one, the NASDAQ Composite Index 47 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-600-3010. That's 800-600-3010. 800-600-3010.
A fresh coronavirus outbreak prompting Chinese officials to cancel more than 1,000 flights into and out of Beijing. The Chinese capital reporting 31 more cases as of today.
The Chinese capital is, in effect, being turned into a coronavirus prevention bubble. If you haven't done a test within the last 7 days, you're not allowed to leave the city. However, virus testing capacity is limited and priority given to the hundreds of thousands of people who've either been to the huge Xinfadi wholesale market or live nearby. All of those residents are prohibited from leaving Beijing under any circumstances. 1,255 flights into and out of Beijing have been cancelled today, and all schools are closed again.
The BBC's Stephen McDonald. China claims seeking a peaceful solution to its Himalayan border dispute with India following the death of 20 Indian soldiers. Townhall.com. Remember those little green turtles they used to sell in the pet department at the local Five and Dime? Well, this guy, definitely not one of them.
A 65-pound alligator snapping turtle with a face only its mother could love has found a new home at a Virginia zoo after freaking out residents in a northern Virginia suburb. Fairfax County Police said the turtle dubbed Lord Fairfax was repeatedly crossing a residential road in the Alexandria area. Animal control officers found the turtle and transferred it to the State Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. The fisheries folks say Lord Fairfax is just a juvenile and could eventually grow as big as 200 pounds. They say the northern Virginia climate would have been too cold for him to survive. He'll live instead at the Virginia Zoo in Norfolk. Keith Peters reporting.
Quaker Oats retiring the 131-year-old Aunt Jemima brand, saying the company recognizes the character's origins based on a racial stereotype. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. In the station of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. The 17th of June, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda had an appointment at 8 o'clock, so she ran out of here after giving Sheriff McGreeny a hug, of course, because she figured that he was safe. You know, you've been COVID tested and all that, right?
Wrapped in plastic.
You're good.
My bubble.
In your bubble.
It was very good to see her. She looked fantastic.
So, Sue, what's the weather? You pick up the weather now.
Okay, today, sunny and warm with a high of 90 degrees and a red flag warning in effect, which means there's a high fire danger. Play it safe out there. If you have any chains and you're traveling, make sure they're uptight and out of sight. Also, be careful if you have to pull over the side of the road. Make sure you try to stay on the roadway. Don't get in that dry grass. We don't want you to start a fire. A high wind advisory in effect as well. This will continue through Thursday with the red flag warning. Now, tonight, clear, low of 64. Tomorrow, 98 under sunny skies. Clear for tomorrow night, low of 66. 102 for Friday and Saturday with lows dropping in the 60s. Then, we are also looking at triple-digit temperatures for Sunday, 103, 105 by Monday, 104 for Tuesday. Overnight lows dropping down in the 70s. On the roadway this morning, we do have a traffic hazard at Deschutes Road and Chipper Lane. If you're in that vicinity, beware. If you're pretty much traveling in any direction, this is 299 east and west.
Is this the road that has the giraffe that's walking down the road
that
the sheriff was talking about?
Really?
He said the only thing that hasn't happened are giraffes walking down the county road. So I figured maybe this was it.
You know, that's not it. A large amount of asphalt. There you go. There you go. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. This would definitely be the area. We've had so much happen. A large amount of asphalt in the roadway at Deschutes and Chipper Lane. Now, once again, Interstate 5 between Reading and the Oregon border. Ongoing delays, lots of construction. 299 east and west, also 99 and Highway 36. So pretty much if you're traveling, because the weather's beautiful, lots of road work underway. So just give yourself plenty of time, especially if you're heading towards the coast. Stop and go traffic, lots of multiple locations, and especially near Dunsmuir, you can see long delays. And between Reading and Anderson as they widen Interstate 5, here's Carl.
And the news and the extended traffic report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, great people down there, discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Ask them about the generators they have because it's getting to be the summer season. And as you know, PG&E, which just pled guilty to 84 counts of manslaughter, nobody's going to jail, but it allows a lot of different things to happen for the victims' families and for the survivors around Paradise. So one of the things they're going to be doing is cutting off your power this year, this summer, as they did last summer. So ask Shasta Gas Propane what kind of deals they have or what kind of programs they have for generators. Okay. Sitting with me.
That's a good segue.
Eric, you know, wait a minute. This is Sheriff Eric McGreeny. Okay, yep. Now it's your turn.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl. Now, that's a good segue into, you know, hearing the weather report and you talking about gas and with the red flag warnings we have going on right now. Summer is definitely here. And I know there's been a lot of other things going on nationwide, but we need to remember here locally to be prepared. Sign up for the Code Red. I mean, we really advertised that last year through our various websites, through our dispatch, which is Shascom. You can get in and sign up for that Code Red, which is a great notification system should we ever be forced, heaven forbid, to get in and start doing evacuations and clear neighborhoods. That's a great way to be notified. And also being prepared. Having that, we call it a go bag, having that go bag ready, your phone chargers, your phone, your medications, your important documents, things of that nature. Should you be in a situation, which we've experienced here before, we're not isolated from things.
No, we're going to have it again. We've already had some fires this week.
Yeah, it's been an early fire season already.
Yeah.
So I know they're doing evacuations, I think it was last week, down out of Fairfield, Vacaville, you know, north of the Bay Area there. So Wow, it's upon us. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Rally Sally, good morning. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem. I just wanted to thank you for having Sam on this morning. He's great to hear from him again.
I need to have Sam on for like an hour because, during this time when nobody's down there watching our elected officials, things happen. And they don't even allow people to come in and speak to them about a law they want to pass that has such a huge impact on us.
So. Absolutely. And you probably heard about some of the court cases that Supreme Court turned down hearing about the Second Amendment also.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send you the article on that. But the reason I called was to let your listeners know that we are doing the second Gavin Newsom recall. And we have until November to gather 1.5 million signatures. And we are going to be out today between 9 at the old Meeks building, the old Meeks Lumber building on 905 East Cypress.
Okay.
Today.
I thought that I saw something that they had enough signatures. Am I wrong? You know, I know the last one failed because they didn't have enough signatures. But
yes,
and
it was done at Christmas time. You know, the weather wasn't great, and then we had the holidays. So hopefully the weather will stay good and not too hot for us to get out there and collect some signatures for Shasta County.
Well, let me see. Today it's only going to hit about 90.
Yeah,
so
yesterday was good, too. We were out, and today should be good, too, especially between 9 and 1.
Okay, at Old Meeks Lumber.
Old Meeks Lumber, 905 East Cypress.
There you go. Thanks a lot,
Sally.
All right,
thank you.
Hey, when are you all going to start having meetings again?
That's a good question. We're working on it.
Why don't you just say you're protesting and get everybody there that you want?
Yeah, we could do that, huh?
Why not?
All right, thanks, Carl.
You bet, Sally.
Bye.
Okay, Sheriff. One of the things that, I heard Sue say earlier, and I just want to remind people, a lot of people are heading to the lakes. So you're towing your boat, maybe you're towing your trailer for the weekend. Make sure those chains are tight.
Please.
Because that's what started, if you remember the last time that started the car fire.
That was a flat.
It was a flat, and before he could get it off the road in a safe place, the sparks started that fire. Mm-hmm. But so many times we see chains dragging, and then all of a sudden you've got fires all along a road.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So check that one.
Yeah, it's always a good reminder. Make sure your tires are – check your tire pressures, check your chains, all the good safety equipment.
People are asking about the shooting ranges when you're in a red flag and it's high fire danger. They usually have a noon cutoff. I know one of the fires that started out in Texas Springs area because a father was teaching his son how to shoot at noontime one day during this, and it started the fire out there. So just be careful out there, people.
Yeah, especially during these high wind events. These are the most dangerous times, and even though we still have a high, they call it a high fuel moisture, whatever that means, like we've seen already, fires have already started. So now's the time to be responsible and be cognizant of what we're doing. If you're out, doing your weed eating or mowing or whatever that is, early morning, as the winds kick up and as things dry out during the day, that's when it gets more dangerous.
It probably doesn't hurt, if you can, is to have hose ready, just in case.
Sure.
If you can do that, too. Okay.
The other part of that is the PSPS, Power Safety Shutoffs. PG&E, from what we've been told, additions put into homes to wire your box so you can backfeed your home. But, again, please be careful.
Just remember that if you're going to plug it into your home, you've got to have you've got to be able to turn off one set of,
Right.
You've got to be able to turn it on and do it correctly or you're going to have all types of problems. Then your next problem will be a fire in your electric box.
Exactly. Or energizing the lines behind you and they come to work on the lines. And it's dangerous for everyone.
Yeah, it is. So, okay, hey, we're here with Sheriff Eric McGreen. We're going to take a quick break and come back. I want to talk about some of the things that we're seeing that have come out of the protest. The defund police call, which is, as one person wrote, the worst saying that they've ever heard, because what it's done is it's totally uh, it misrepresented what some people are thinking about, and including some of the police. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, during this time frame, my friends, during the COVID-19, a lot of times maybe your elderly relatives were couldn't get the assistance they needed, or maybe, you know, now with the elective surgeries coming back, you've got that knee fixed or that hip fixed, and it's just you just can't keep up with everything. Well, give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350. She'll come to your house and do an in-home complimentary consultation with you and work out a plan that's going to, you know, that's going to assist you, whether it's 2 hours a day, 2 days a week, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. She has the people trained and ready to assist you. There's nobody that she hires and will put in your home that she wouldn't allow in her own home. That's Redding Home Helpers. Learn more at reddinghomehelpers.com. And remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Sheriff Eric McGrew.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palo Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:21 in the morning, and it is a whopping 65 right now, but it's going to be up to 90 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, for the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and they are absolutely great people, as both Sheriff McGrinney and I will attest to.
100%.
100%.
They come through at the very end.
At the last minute, when we're both in there.
Thank you to Linda again.
Yeah, well, you know what? And I couldn't say anything because I was buying her something. I couldn't say I saw the sheriff there. Four Winds Jewelry. Good people. Okay, I'm here with Sheriff Eric McGrinney. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Do you have a question, Henry? You're live.
Well, I've been watching this thing on TV quite a little bit, and I think I've thought up a solution to the whole thing, and I thought the sheriff might be interested in it.
Good morning, Henry. I'm listening.
It seems like the deal in Atlanta where they shot that fellow, there was a physical contact, considerable physical contact. It didn't seem to happen in the Floyd deal, but it seems to me like if they had sovereign immunity given to the police when it came to cases that had aggressive physical contact, that would solve the problem, because that would put people on notice that they didn't resist arrest. Does this make sense?
I think I understand. You're talking about giving immunity to officers in use of force incidents? In use of force incidents, you're saying to give immunity?
Where an aggressive move is made against the officers.
Okay.
Nobody talks about the fact that if you stand there, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. So,
thanks, Henry.
So thank you, Henry. You know, we have what's called qualified immunity. I would hate to think that we're going to grant immunity to officers, because that gets dangerous. We want officers to be held accountable, to act accordingly, to act responsibly, which we do on most any and all contacts. But to give just a blanket immunity to officers, that becomes dangerous, because there has to be accountability. So,
yeah, you know what, and let's just face it, there's some officers that go beyond the pale, as we know, as we just saw with George Floyd. And
right.
This happens, and if that would mean if you resist against an officer, that would be almost any type of force he wants to use. One of the things I want to talk about is out of this is defunding the police. This is probably the worst, selling.
I hate even saying this.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, when you defund the police, well, Minneapolis has voted 13-0. to dismantle their police department, and I'm saying go for it, do it, because
I don't know how that benefits.
I want to see what happens there. Use them as a test case and let them just do something like this and see what happens. Just be ready to have people moving into your cities from around there. But
you know, we joke that somebody brought it up. You've seen the movie The Purge?
Oh yeah,
I had to go watch it. I'd seen it before, but
one day a year,
yeah.
you can, horrible.
It is that even concept that. This is not the America that makes us great.
Right.
So.
But there are aspects, if you read into it and listen to other people, it's not defunding the police. It's putting money and resources into other organizations like the Health and Human Services, which is already getting $247 million a year, and use their assets as opposed to sending you or the Redding City Police to a like to a homeless situation.
Yeah, there's always, you know, if we ever stop trying to improve the way we do business, then we're doing a disservice. There's always new ways. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and the, you know, the old saying there. There's always new ways, new programs out there, and we need to always be looking into those and weigh the value of how we can incorporate that and how it could serve the community. One that we were, you talk about HHSA, and I have a good relationship with Don L. Ewert, our HHSA director, is we were talking about prior to, it feels like the wheels falling off the bus here nationwide, but prior to COVID and everything else is working maybe to put together a team with, a, I don't know the proper term, but a clinician, like a mental health clinician, to where we have a team that's out there that can partner with mental health, and they can co, whether they, we pick them up or we meet or they drive around with the police, but some other models have been done in various cities around this country where they're now like a crisis intervention team. You can give it whatever name you want to call it, whatever acronym you want to put on it.
A person that's having a real mental problem,
right,
instead of it degenerating into violence because the police are, not because the police are bad or sheriffs are bad, but because they're not trained at that level. Yep. I mean, you're trained to de-escalate, but you're not trained at that level, so then let a mental health professional get into it.
Right, and but you don't want a mental health clinician, and you're seeing this in some bigger areas, yep, where they're dispatching them, for lack of a better term, to a critical incident. And that's not fair to that social worker, that clinician, to have to go in there without the tools necessary to help protect themselves, the training, right, all that that goes into.
If it all of a sudden goes bad, right, what are they going to do?
But if you put that team together,
yeah,
and that's their motive, that's their mindset, that's their goal, is to de-escalate these situations, to go in to try to mitigate them at the lowest level and gain compliance through the training of that clinician and then the security of the officer where they're working hand-in-hand, I think there's enough in this county that can justify putting together a team such as that to go out and work together.
I think that that's a good step forward. We got a few minutes here. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas, and I'm so happy to hear Linda on this morning. I've got a hypothetical.
She's coming back.
I've got a hypothetical question for you, Sheriff McGreeny. My garage is detached from the house by about 60 or 80 foot. If I was to see somebody burglarizing my garage, and I called 911, and they said the sheriff will be there as soon as he can, and then I see them maybe pouring gasoline with the intent of getting ready to light it up, what can I do as a private citizen to go out and maybe prevent a car fire type of experience, at least protect my property? Can I go out there with a gun and confront them? If they're lighting it up, can I shoot them? I mean, this is a terrorist crime. I'm just curious. What's your opinion on that?
So thanks for the call, Nick, and hopefully that never happens to you. Hopefully it never happens to anybody.
That's
but
right.
You have every right to defend yourself and to protect your property. And I can't give a catch-all answer as to when deadly force is appropriate. That's something that each person has to weigh individually on protecting the safety of themselves or others from great bodily injury or imminent death. So that's something that every person has to be able to articulate to be able to justify their actions. So
could we take that a little further? Say I'm driving down the street and I see some homeless in a green spot, a green belt that's dry, and they're getting ready to deliberately start a fire. It's not my property. Can I, as a citizen, go out there and say, hey, I got a gun right here. You're not going to do this.
Again, Nick, we want to have the professionals there to deal with the situation accordingly. If you called 911 and you're seeing something, if you feel like you can talk to this person or try to prevent this from happening, to what degree or what level that escalates, there's no easy way to say, to give a justified or a catch-all answer to say what you can do in each and every situation. It's all dependent. What I would ask, though, is that we don't have people going out and doing vigilante actions. You know, leave that to the professionals. Let us come in. Hopefully we get there in time. But there is, you know, a sense of obligation to protect your community as well. So I appreciate your willingness to be out there and be vigilant.
You know, Nick, and we have to take a break, but let me just throw this last thought in. Something that that the sheriff or the police may say, okay, I see why you did this. The district attorney may take it totally different.
Oh, so, I know that. Yeah, it's, so it's a that's spooky the, world out there, yeah. Especially in lieu of the fire dangers.
Yeah,
so thank
is.
You very much.
You bet, Nick. You know, that's a tough question because we have had that. We've had right. that happen in our town. That homeless been out there and started a fire, and it's caused a lot of damage. But and I guess you have to ask yourself, too, that, you know, if somebody's stealing your $4,000 bike, is it worth somebody's life?
Right.
You know, when you start talking about material goods. In that, but when you start talking about burning down your house, there things yeah, have changed dramatically at that point. Okay, thanks. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is bringing us this segment of the show. He doesn't practice. He knows what he's doing. He's been doing this for 25 years. Jeff Wurst, a better-known business. He doesn't fool around with your family's safety. He gets it repaired the proper way, and he guarantees his work for life. Whether it's a chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, it's Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call today at 241-8373 for an appointment or stop by 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:31 in the morning, 65 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar.
Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hear us streaming 20 at KCNR1460.com.
People talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567, 8:36 in the morning, 66 degrees out there, going up to 91 today on Tuesday this or Wednesday the 17th of June. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, community-driven, locally owned and operated, local board of directors. You can't say enough about Cornerstone Community Bank. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, or you can just stop by at 192 Hartnell Avenue or 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Learn more about Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Sheriff Eric McGrinney, and let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Morning, everybody. Hear me okay?
I certainly can.
If you tell me to speak up. Hey, I have three questions for the sheriff. I sent him a letter, actually, two times, and one phone call to his clerk, and I have gotten zero response or acknowledgement regarding the letter on citizen's arrest for county officials for violating federal codes on civil rights. And the other part of the letter was if he declared a local state of emergency for the COVID. And I'm wondering, Sheriff, why I have got zero acknowledgement on that letter or phone call. Can you tell me why, please?
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Thanks, Richard. I'd have to go back and look. I get a lot of correspondence, so if I haven't gotten to yours yet, I apologize. It's been overwhelming, and these have been difficult times and unprecedented times, so I will go back and look at what it is that you sent in. Not making excuses. I've been without an executive assistant or a secretary since I started. I had one for a short time. But I just, yeah, Carl's over here raising his hand. He would do a fantastic job.
Well, hey, well, hire me.
Let's do this.
Yeah, let me show up every day at 10.
I have a new person that just started this week, and I'm looking forward to working with her and helping manage me and my time and my emails and my schedule. So I apologize, and I'll look into that, Richard.
Okay. Now, there's something going on down at the jail.
Yes.
And now, the jail is still...
We're still rocking and rolling.
Okay, but the jail was at like 69%, but then they have just ended the zero bail.
Thank you. Yes, they did. So June 20th, zero bail in. So that social experiment or whatever you want to call that didn't fare too well.
3 days.
Today. Yeah, 3 days from today. So our levels actually came up. We were up in the high 70s. Another problem that we're dealing with that we're trying to mitigate, but we're having to be dependent upon the state again, is our prison commits. So people who have been convicted and sentenced to prison, well, the prisons aren't accepting anybody, haven't been accepting anybody. And so last time I looked, we were at 71 people in our jail that were waiting to go to fulfill their sentence at a state prison.
Okay.
The jail or the prisons have now started this slow or soft opening, if you will, but they've tapped into the bigger counties first before they're hitting us rural counties. So part of our population is being absorbed by, again, last time I looked was 71 people that we're holding for state prison.
Okay.
Granted, they're giving us some money, but it doesn't. It's right. Not the the total cost.
Yeah. Right.
But then zero cash bail is now going to go away, so we will be able to start accepting some of these bookings that we hadn't been able to previously. So I anticipate that our population will go back up.
We'll be back to full again,
yeah, and we'll be
and
back
probably
to
in
full
about a week.
And starting the whole book and release process over again, or the catch and release, or revolving door. I hate that term, but whatever the people call it. But there is something else positive that we did do this week. The Board of Supervisors voted yesterday at the board meeting, for those that missed it, and that is jail-based competency or restored competency. that we started in our jail. That was a program years ago or a couple years ago. We had an independent audit or inspection of our jail through a third-party company that one of the things they recommended was having this jail-based competency. So the way it worked in the past was if you had somebody that was found incompetent to stand trial, we would have to hold them until a bed came open at a state hospital. Then we would transfer that inmate down to the state hospital where they would go through restored competency treatment. And once that was reached, then they would send them back to us, at which time they would enter the criminal justice system and go to trial and have the proceedings. That could take anywhere from 90 to 180 days where they just sat in custody. They weren't getting treatment. They weren't being dealt with. And it was a disservice to them. It's a disservice to the criminal justice system. It's a disservice to the victims in the case who are waiting to be able to have their day in court for to be heard and have their case heard. So what we've done now is we have hired, and I'm summarizing, but we've hired a clinician or a mental health clinician to come in to the jail. We've been granted, I guess I'll call it sanctioned by the state, to hold those treatments within our facility.
So what you're doing is we have people with mental problems, and you could probably say most of the people in jail have got some kind of mental problems anyway, but the ones that are more severe, that need help.
Right.
Now you've got them in a separate section in the jail.
Right.
They're being treated. They're being seen. They're getting their meds.
Right away.
I would imagine.
As soon as the judge or the courts find them incompetent to stand trial, we have now somebody in-house that can start that treatment process.
Okay, and the state's paying for this.
And the state is paying for this. And in actuality, the money that we are getting from the state is more than what it costs to house that person. So we're making a little bit of money.
What impact is this going to have when you can say, I don't know how many people you have like this. Let's just say 20. I mean, I don't know how many you have.
Yeah, I think yesterday I asked, we were at 9.
Okay,
but
9.
Our levels were down 2.
Right.
So.
Okay, so 10 people in there. So now you've got a mental health professional that's dealing with them, making sure they're getting their meds. They're being treated until they can be then moved into an institution at the state level?
Actually, no. So they're treating them, and they're doing the restore to competency in-house.
In-house.
So we don't even need to send them off.
Okay.
So we're shorting what used to be a 90 to 180-day wait, 3 to 6 months, mm-hmm. to just get to a hospital to begin the process. Now that process begins immediately, and we can do that whole process, and we'll see how long what I'm being told is up to 45 days.
Okay.
So we're cutting what used to be a 90-day wait time. We're now completing the whole process in half that time.
Okay.
So that helps speed up the criminal justice system. It helps reduce.
It's better for your.
It frees up a jail bed.
It's better for your personnel.
It's
better for the people.
Absolutely. It's more safety
many of the
for
people,
the staff inside.
You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center's got like 21 seats that they have for 5150s that they keep in there that are dangerous to themselves or to others, so they can get them stabilized too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think this is a great step forward. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Hello, Terry, you're on. Terry's not on. Hello? Hello, Terry?
I'm here. Hello.
Okay, you're on.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was muted because I was on the whole time. That's the only way I could be on was to be muted, so I forgot to press my mute button. I apologize.
Morning, Terry.
Anyway, I want you to clarify something if you could, because there was another program on Saturday. It's a very popular program on another station that reaches thousands and thousands of people. The program got more call-ins than they have ever gotten in the history of their 10 years on the air. And the problem is that apparently you were quoted as calling the militia and the people in Cottonwood vigilantes. Now, I know that that's probably not, you were probably taken out of context. I'd like to give you the opportunity to clarify what you mean, since I know that the people down there in Cottonwood called you and you were happy that they were going to come there and support the different rallies we were having with Black Lives Matter, et cetera. So I'd like to give you the opportunity to do that because it bled over into our programs and it's bleeding over into a lot of emails, and it's sounding like it's not favorable, sir. And so I'd like you to have the opportunity to clear it up. And apparently the record searchlight printed this too. And then the one last comment I'll make, and then I'll take my question maybe after the break here, or take my answer. And that is that Richard, I've seen the email that he wrote you, and I also know that your office has responded to him saying they gave you the message. you know, it's hard. It's hard for us when we're told that you don't get these things when your secretary is telling him that they have told you. So please clarify that, because we really need to have the truth on both these things.
Okay, Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Terry.
And we are
going
to take a break here. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, 91 today, in the hundreds next week. If you haven't had your air conditioning system checked, if you haven't had your filters cleaned, your ducts, your thermostats checked, make sure your system's working at the fullest capacity. Give them a call at 221-2642. It's a veteran-owned business. Their service is just outstanding. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. They offer warranties, guarantees. If you wanted an on-demand hot water heater, they can help you with that, too. Alliance Heating and Air. 8:46 in the morning, 66 degrees out there, and we're going to be right back with Sheriff Eric McGreeny.
House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Our elderly, they're not just people that are older. They're grandmothers that share their secret recipes. The grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26th, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number today, the 17th of June, 8:50 in the morning, 66 degrees out there, going up to 91 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Sheriff Eric McGreen. And when we left, Terry had asked two questions. One, did you ever call the concerned citizens, the militia, vigilantes?
No. No. In fact, I was on the show with you, Carl, yeah. And what I said was I don't want people coming up being vigilantes, taking action and acting outside of the law. I never referred to any group as a vigilante. I wouldn't do that. I respect each of these groups that wants to come in and be heard or serve a purpose. And so, no, I never said that.
And as far as
then this letter, yeah. So if I misspoke, I apologize. I'm not saying I'm not in receipt of it. It might be on my desk. It may have been delivered to me. I am not, I'd have to go back and refamiliarize myself if I have read it. And see what the content of it is. I have a stack of correspondence on my desk that grows daily, and I try to get through them the best I can. So
it could have been in there.
Yeah, it very well could be sitting on my desk. So to say I haven't received it physically, it could be sitting on my desk. I'd have to go back and familiarize myself with it and find out what it is that the gentleman had in reference to.
Okay. You've got a couple other things we want to catch here.
Yeah, so you know, there's some other stuff we alluded to at the beginning of the show, talking about some of the stuff that we can do, some of the legislative ideas that are coming out regarding things that are going on in our nation. And one of the things that's come out is it's called Eight Can't Wait. And that's been, I don't know if you've seen that, Carl, but it's been on the internet quite a bit. It's been emailed to me. It's been very well publicized, and there's a lot of good things. And then there's eight things that they're calling for, not so much reform, but to bring attention. I won't call them reform, but to bring attention to tactics and stuff used by law enforcement. So I sat down and I read those eight items, these eight bold call to action, if you will. And I'm happy to report, in looking at these, that our agency, I would argue, I don't even have to argue, I would gladly state that we're doing most all of these.
Can you give an example?
Yeah, I'll go through them real quick. Number one was ban chokeholds and strangleholds. We don't teach that. We don't teach chokeholds. We do teach carotid restraint, which is similar tactic used in like MMA or
ground
fighting tactics.
When would
tactics.
Your officer do a carotid restraint?
You know, I can think in my career a handful of times that not even that I was involved with it or that I know of it even being used. It's the last ditch effort. And we're reevaluating that now. The state peace officer standard and training post has called that it be removed from our training policies.
We were trained also on using a carotid restraint because you can knock somebody out in just about 4 seconds.
Right. But it's the last ditch. Right. Usually yeah. You're in a life and death struggle. You're fighting. You know, it's the last thing before lethal use of force. So
okay.
To ban it is you don't want to take anything away, because when you're in that life and death struggle, if you can mitigate it at a lower level before death, mm-hmm. I think that's okay. But it has to be a last-ditch effort. But okay. We do not teach chokeholds or strangleholds. Another one, number two, require de-escalation. And we do that. And I'm so proud of the men and women in law enforcement in this community that we used to call it verbal judo, and then it changed to de-escalation. And we attend it's called the CIT, Crisis Intervention Training, mm-hmm. That's put on by HHSA that talks about how to mitigate things through simple dialogue, through interpersonal communications, by being patient, by listening, by being empathetic, things of that nature, because we're peace officers. These are things that we try to do. No one wants to go out and get into a fight or get injured or have a career-ending injury. So these are things that we do already that we train on. Number three is require a warning before shooting. So, you know, to me that's a little dangerous. You know, we do it when it's feasible. But to say you have to do it, you've been in the military.
My rules of engagement are a little different than yours.
But if someone pulls a gun on you to say, hey, please don't pull that gun on me or I'm going to be. But for all intents and purposes, going back to number two, when it talks about de-escalation, we're doing that already. We're trying to mitigate things at a lower level to not have to go up to climb that ladder of escalation that it used to be called ladder of escalation. It's not anymore, but to increase.
Of these eight, and I hope so, I can take a look at them and publish them too with a couple comments from you like you're making now. But what's one of the ones that you're not doing besides you're having problems with that?
I'll go through
one.
These real quick because I know we're running short on time here. Exhaust all other means before shooting. That's number four. Again, I would argue that we do that. The men and women here in this great state do that. Duty to intervene, that can be called the bystander liability, where and our policy addresses that. If you see something that's escalating, you have an obligation to get in to correct that or to stop that officer, give them a cool-down period.
Right. Okay.
Ban shooting at moving vehicles. Our policy is very specific in that it strongly discourages that, but to ban it completely, if someone's trying to run you over or you're trying to get out of your patrol car and they throw it in reverse and start ramming your car and trying to hit you, to ban it outright is, I think, dangerous for law enforcement because you can't predict every situation, but we
I think they're talking about racing down the road
shooting like some old Western show where they're riding horseback shooting at each other.
And you shoot the gun out of their hands.
Right, yeah. Number seven is require a use of force continuum. And again, we have our tool belt. We have our use of force or circle of force continuum that we can go to try to mitigate things, again, at a lower level. So we teach that. We train that in our defensive tactics. We teach that in our perishable skills training. So those are things that we do. And then number eight is require comprehensive reporting. And, you know, I don't know how things are in the rest of the nation, but here in California, if anybody knew you watch a cop show and in a 5-minute episode, you see them make a great arrest. Well, that equates to about 5 hours of paperwork. That's what they don't show on television when they sensationalize and glorify. There is so much paperwork. We do comprehensive reporting. We do our use of force reporting. We write a report to the DA. A supervisor approves every single one of those reports before it leaves our office.
There is a new paperwork admin thing that's coming down to you all, starting with the larger cities, where you're going to have to write a 145-word explanation of why you pulled somebody over.
Well, they're already through RIPA. They're doing that already, and that applies to us. It started with the big agencies already, and then depending on your agency size is when you have to phase it in. For us, it's 2022.
Yeah, and we'll get into that later. What do you think about a civilian oversight committee for law enforcement? You're seeing a lot of that now.
Yeah, we have a grand jury that is very responsive, that can take comments or concerns from the community. We have a very capable DA that looks at our cases, reviews our use of force, because everything gets filed. So to add another layer in there, I think what we have is working and has worked for us. So, I think if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Eric McGrinney, and now we got fire season, and we've spent the first segment talking about just be ready, get that go bag going, ready, and get yourself signed up for the, Red Alert?
Code Red.
And so that you can get a phone call if something's happening in your area.
Please do.
Okay. Hey, Eric, thanks a lot for being here with us today.
Thanks, Carl, for having me.
And please tell the men and women of your department that we support them out there. It's
not
an easy
job. And it was great to see Linda, and she looks great.
Yeah. Yeah, she's back.
That's exciting.
And, yeah, I, I'm so happy that she's back because, you know, the whole first half hour of the show, it was her doing her thing.
Sorry I missed it. I was driving here. Should have tuned in.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys.